This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
I would surely find another people while the mountains are high. Around the bloom and heather will ye go, lassie.
There have been performances for gratuities in public places in every major culture in the world dating back to antiquity. The art form was once the most common means of employment for entertainers. Up until the 21st century, buskers were commonly called minstrels and troubadours. The term busking was first noted in the English language around the mid-1860s in Great Britain. The word busk comes from the Spanish word busker, meaning to seek. Buskers are literally seeking fame and fortune.
People busk for a variety of reasons, for money, for fun, for the attention they get, to meet people, socialize, for the love of their art, to practice their skills, or try out new material in front of a live audience. Some buskers work part-time, while others make a living performing full-time on the streets, and some do professional entertainment gigs in addition to working the streets. Some simply earn pocket change from busking, while others can earn substantial incomes. A busker's income depends on many conditions, including the type and quality of the performance, the composition of the audience, the weather, the location, the time of day. Competition from other buskers can also play a key role.
The City of Nanaimo is going to revise the regulations buskers must follow. Nanaimo City Council heard a number of presentations at its April 20th meeting. Kathy Davis and James Cunningham, two longtime Nanaimo buskers, were at that City Council meeting, and they're joining us in the studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Kathy, you feel strongly about Nanaimo's busking bylaw being revised by an Arts and Cultures Committee rather than by the Safer Working Group. Can you tell us about that, what's going on in that arena, and why you would prefer to be sort of judged by an Arts Committee?
I don't think that the buskers should actually be judged by anyone. My goal for busking in Nanaimo is to see the bar being raised. I would like to see Nanaimo have a busking festival like Halifax and Edinburgh does, so that buskers would be seen as actually bringing tourists downtown and perhaps bringing the residents from the North End, Ladysmith, and other places in British Columbia. Busking, to me, is a viable tourist resource. I fail to understand why I would be seen as mentally ill, addicted, or homeless when I'm a professional gigging musician.
That's a good point, Kathy. And that sort of takes any conflict out of it when you present it in that context as well. The idea of having a busking concert is an incredible idea. I like that. James, we opened our discussion today with an audio clip of you and Kathy singing at the waterfront. The City of Nanaimo and the Port Authority are involved in regulating our busking in Nanaimo. Do you think that that bylaw needs to be relaxed, and how could that be done?
I've asked for this bylaw to be relaxed for a very long time, and I was visiting with Randy Churchill at Bylaw Services on a regular basis, discussing it. He made no mention of it being reviewed by the SAFER Committee, which I had no knowledge of. I didn't even know the SAFER Committee even existed. But I think what my goal is I would like to see the bylaw completely eliminated. I think that there's a possibility that for the benefit of the businesses on Commercial Street, they need to have some type of regulation on Commercial Street. But as far as Nanaimo's waterfront is concerned, I don't think that a busking bylaw should apply to that part, because there are no businesses in that general area except for along by the Port Authority.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my view.
You've been busking a long time, the two of you, haven't you?
Gosh, I think I started, Kevin, when I was 11 years old in a little town called Black Falls, Alberta.
Yes, yes. And Kathy?
Yeah, I started on the streets of Vancouver down in Gaston as a 14-year-old runaway. And yes. I would go and sing with the buskers down there, and it kept me from getting into a lot of problems that street kids have. I didn't have to get into the drug trade or any other kind of a trade because I had a viable income from singing on the street.
Mm. Is our situation in Nanaimo different than other communities? Are you aware of differences in our bylaws and...
Okay, I know for certain, I had this argument with Councillor Unger when we had done our presentations to City Council. I know for a fact that Calgary does not have a busking bylaw, and I'm part of that busking community, and so is Kathy. I started a Facebook group called Freedom for Buskers, and it's climbing very quickly as well. And when I started this group, I realized that there's down in Chicago, Illinois, they have the same type of a group going down there. So I don't think that busking is just a problem in Nanaimo. Buskers are having trouble all over, probably North America, all around the world. Trying to do what they want to do. They want to be buskers without, I would say, over-regulation such as Nanaimo has.
You're listening to People First Radio. We're talking about street performing, busking in downtown Nanaimo. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. We're joined in the studio by Nanaimo-based buskers Kathy Davis and James Cunningham.
And kissed his lips once and twice and three times round again. She said, "Pray, sheathe your silver sword, lay down the ruined shield, for sealed by the briny blood that flows, you've been wounded in the field." And she bound his wounds with a golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay, and he has risen hail and sound with the sun high in the day. She said, "Ride with your brindle down that hill, your good grey hawk in hand, for they then can harm the knight that's slain with the witch out of Westmoreland."
And that was Danny Dolan singing earlier this week on the Nanaimo waterfront. The regulation of street performances is a matter of contention, and the bylaw itself is under review. Randy Churchill, the City of Nanaimo's Manager of Bylaw Services, joins us on the line. Welcome to People First Radio, Randy.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. The direction of City Council seems to be to mesh the safety and security approach with an arts and cultural approach when dealing with busking. Can you tell us about that, Randy?
There really are the two sides to the busking issue. There's one where very much it's an issue of music and street performance, and the other one is the conflict that results with other segments of the community, and how do you lessen that conflict, hence why SAFER would be involved.
What's the conflict?
Busking really, most of the busking that occurs involves music, and you have a historical set of complaints. Often it's residents who... prior to the bylaw, would hear the same player playing over and over for an extended period of time. Oh, playing too loud, obstructing walkways. If you can imagine, if you're a resident or a business owner, you're a bit of a captive audience when you have a busker playing on a spot that's outside of your business or your residence. In that, if you don't have some limitations and you don't have a bylaw that deals with concerns, you could literally hear the same two or three songs for several hours. So the bylaw really was to address those concerns and provide a framework where you could reduce that conflict with the other stakeholders in the downtown. And it's worked quite well.
And chances are that segment of the busking population that would have such a limited repertoire would be very small. Most of the buskers are professional musicians, so they would have a large repertoire, and the chances of things being repeated would be pretty small, I would think, eh?
They have a repertoire, but you have quite a range of talents that are out there. and some I would consider pretty professional, some not so professional. The city really doesn't want to differentiate in terms of saying that, you know, someone can perform or can't perform. I mean, the performance itself is allowed as long as they meet a standard that's acceptable. They don't swear, they don't curse. They have a standard of, you know, they are musicians. And it's not just musicians. Street entertainers could be other. They could be a juggler. They could be someone who does mime. It could be a comedian. It could be someone doing chalk drawing. So it's not just musicians. It actually has a wider range of possible persons who would be interested in being there.
Randy, we're also joined in the studio here by Kathy Davis and James Cunningham, who are two longtime buskers from Nanaimo. And I'm wondering, Kathy, you mentioned earlier in our broadcast, you used the words mental illness, addictions, homelessness. You also talked about your origins, where you started busking. And I'm wondering if the two of you, and certainly Randy, if you might want to quickly respond to that kind of area, which I think is rather sensitive, and that is the individuals that end up in busking situations and the judgments that are made about the appropriateness of that.
I think that the ad hoc committee, which was struck by the Downtown Partnership, and the second one, which was done by the Economic Standing Development Committee, was supposed to address certain problems. The number one issue being that there weren't enough spots for the buskers. That was the buskers' concern. So basically what they did by having colors is cut the spots in half, which could result in conflict, which should be resolved by bylaws. The second thing that was supposed to happen and is part of the bylaw is that there is supposed to be an audition process. No busker is supposed to be given a license unless they are auditioned. The audition panel is a bylaw officer and supposedly a Parks and Rec person. I don't know anyone who's been given a license this year who has been auditioned. I believe that auditions should be done by qualified people from perhaps Malaspina or different other perhaps venues that hire musicians. Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts.
So I think on the first part of the question, the busking community, as with our general community, does have mental health and addiction issues within it, as do we all. It's part of being a community. And what the city would be really concerned with is if we disenfranchise someone that is mental health or has mental health issues or addiction issues. We've really got to be fair and impartial, and so we have to have a standard of performance, but not one that was unreasonable. So that one causes us a bit of a quandary. In terms of the auditioning process, then, we believe that you have a standard of being a person who can perform, whatever your performance art is, but it's a reasonable standard and it's not at the professional end of the scale. And so really the auditions work towards that. They want to determine, is this person, you know, reasonably clean? Do they actually perform? Do they have a reasonable repertoire of music? And not go past that. And I think it, what we do with the auditions really does fairly deal with that. I mean, some people would like to see it as more an elitist, where you're a cello player or you're a music student. That really isn't the intention. It wouldn't work in our downtown. You need to have a forum or venue for people to perform who maybe don't work at that level and aren't at that level. So really that's been the focus that we've tried to maintain.
Randy, we just have a moment left with you, and I'm wondering if there's anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye and move along here.
No, we're very open to a review of our process. We're committed to it. There are times when I think it's time to review it and look at it and see how we're doing. We want to do it the best way we can for the whole of the community, including the busking community, and I look forward to that process.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
Randy Churchill is Manager of Bylaw Services for the City of Nanaimo. Nanaimo City Council heard a number of presentations about the busking bylaw at its April 20th meeting. There are clips from that meeting, which are now posted online at YouTube. Here's Councillor Fred Pache and Kathy Davis.
We have a couple of questions. Yep, Councillor Pache.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you, Ms. Davis. That was quite the presentation. 4 or 5 days ago you emailed me with an objection to the case of busking being handled through the Safe in Nanaimo Committee, of which Councillor Unger and I are co-chairs. I gave you a response. How do you feel now? Have I been able to change your mind a little bit about that aspect of it?
Actually, Mr. Patchy, if you and Mr. Unger had been at the homeless rally and had heard some of the homeless people speaking, some of the buskers speaking, your email might have changed my mind. My opinion right now is I'm not homeless, I'm not addicted, I'm not mentally ill. I played at the Nanaimo Blues Festival last year. I opened the VIX. I work at seniors' homes in Nanaimo. I hold down 2 jobs. I think that busking is part of arts and culture and should be dealt with through parks, recreation, and culture.
Thank you. I just want to mention for the record, though, that the mandate of the Safe in Nanaimo Committee goes well beyond homelessness, substance abuse, and those kinds that you have been objecting to.
It doesn't deal with culture.
It does concern itself in a very broad way with what happens on the streets of Nanaimo.
Listening to People First Radio, coming to you on CHLY 101.7 FM across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. I'm Jan. I'm here with Kevin. We're joined by Nanaimo-based buskers Kathy Davis and James Cunningham.
Street performing, often called busking, is an enduring and ancient practice. It has also been subjected to regulation in various ways and for various reasons. Kirsten Anderberg is a solo woman busker who began busking in 1978 and is currently a graduate student studying history. She joins us on the phone today from Ventura, California. Welcome to People First Radio, Kirsten.
Hi, nice to be here.
You've been busking and observing busking for a long time. What is it about busking that seems to draw such a hodgepodge of regulation?
Boy, I wish I knew that. It's like they preemptively treat us like criminals. And, you know, I would say probably the reason for that is economics, that the store owners don't like the competition for money. Seriously, it boils down to that, that the stores want the people to come in and spend the money in the stores. Even craft fair people at markets, like open markets, they want, crafters want people to buy their craft. And they get mad when they see a street performer really doing well, making a bunch of money. They interpret that as, I'm not going to sell my craft, or these people are not going to spend that money in my store now. And really, that's what I think it boils down to, because in all the cities I've been hassled in, from Seattle to Santa Cruz, you know, to Carmel, just basically anywhere, it's always really boils down to the people who are irritated and want to call in police and make authority groups, always stem from the merchants somehow. It always boils down to that in reality, I think.
That's interesting. There is a difficult edge in busking. The influences of addiction, mental illness, and or homelessness, these might make community responses more controlling. What are your thoughts on these issues?
You know, I think it's really crazy to throw street everybody on the street into one net like that, to act like everybody who's using the street, because there are people who are on the street that are, you know, being that are homeless, or people on the street that happen to be drug addicts. Let me tell you, there are people up on Third Avenue in suits and ties in those corporate places on drugs, okay? You just don't know it because they're not poor on the street. So, you know, to say that, because there's real performers out there. I have seen some of the best talent in the world on the street. You know, so it's not like street performers are not real and valid entertainers. And I don't understand why we are painted with the stigma of other people on the street. You know, I mean, it's really strange. That I've never understood that, why we are considered part of why that's us.
Maybe it's because musicians never get paid very much, so there could be something around that as well. It's difficult to make a living as a musician, as a rule, too.
This is true, especially when everybody's yelling at you. The better you do, the more they yell at you, and they pass laws. And, you know, I'm really not sure what to make of that, because that is the stigma of being a street performer that you need to deal with, is you get treated like a bum. And I actually did a paper once on the history of women street performers, and my professor said, you need to go look at what other women are on the street, because that's part of this, is it's not just women street performers, it's like we take on everything of who are the other groups of women that are on the street. That's part of what we end up, you know, like it's a lot harder to be a solo women street performer, I think, than to be with a man or a group of men playing on the street.
Kirsten, we're joined in the studio here by Kathy Davis and James Cunningham, who are two Nanaimo-based buskers. And Kathy, you're a woman busker. I'm wondering if you have anything you'd like to add to what Kirsten has been talking about.
Actually, Kirsten, I've been receiving your newsletters for quite a long time.
Oh, no.
I've been busking since I was 15 years old. I raised five kids on busking.
Wow, yay, right on. That's
outside
great.
The liquor store. Now, here in Nanaimo, to be a solo performer right now, we have all kinds of issues on the street, and bylaws has no protection for women buskers. I was actually raped and beaten on my way home from the liquor store in 1987, and the police told me that if I hadn't been busking, it wouldn't have happened to me.
I'm really, really sorry to hear that, and that is an issue that we are constantly going through, especially with children. Like, it seems like there's a double standard all the time of that, you know, men can go out with kids and it's considered cute and adorable, and when women do it, it's considered a crime. And it just, I don't know, like I took my kid with me busking on the street because he wanted to be part of that, and apprenticing children within the environment of your culture is normal in vaudeville and the circus, you know, which is where we were growing up in. And I just feel like I took my kid with me to work because I worked in a circus kind of environment, and he wanted to go there. He had options. You know, my kid, I asked him, do you want to go? You know, the daycare said he could go there, you know, at the market in Seattle, different places. And he said, no, I want to stay with the performers and the family I know and hang out. So I know what you mean of wanting to take your kids and having your kids, and then they hassle you like you're a bad person. Where I personally, I think it's better to have your kid with you, you know, than to just get rid of him every day. That's just my own personal what I wanted to do, and so I don't think you should be judged for that.
James Cunningham.
Kirsten, I moved from Alberta to BC, to Nanaimo, because my kids wanted to be buskers. They saw we were doing well in Alberta. We played at many farmers markets all over, from one end of Alberta to the other. We were going 7 days a week there for a while. And when we came to Nanaimo, that's when most of our troubles started with busking, because we were out there and we were pulling in crowds between 100 and 300 at a time. Kathy was performing with us. They allowed us to have amplification for a while. Then they took it away from us. my kids love busking, but one of them right now has decided not to have any part of it, and he's a good musician, good busker, but because he was harassed so much by the law,
right,
he said, I don't want nothing to do
with
this.
That's where I'm
anymore.
At now. I'm so sick of it. I was so tired of it by the time I left Seattle a year ago that I was thinking I never wanted to busk again. I was so done with it, from being harassed nonstop, assaulted by the freaking market police, just ridiculous crap, and the same thing what you're saying of just being, it's just been horrible. But now I moved down to California in an area that's not really regulated. Let me tell you, come to Ventura, it's unbelievably gorgeous, and all of a sudden there's no regulation at all. Like, there's a main street, and I see performers there, and nobody's telling anybody what to do at all. And you don't register, you don't pay anyone for free speech, nothing. And I've been noticing it all up the coast, all around here. Like, I think you could probably get away with busking in Ojai, San Luis Obispo, There's just all these small towns that don't seem to regulate yet. I was trying to think if there's ever been a time I thought regulation has worked to the benefit of the busker, and there isn't.
You live in Ventura, California, which is 60 miles north of Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it's minutes away from the only deep water port between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And Nanaimo is also a port city. Do you think that different types of cities experience busking differently than other cities?
Well, yeah, but there's also a timing thing where it seems like if you get there before everybody got there, then they don't regulate. But once there's a bunch of people, they start regulating. Because down in Santa Monica, you have to give them passport photos and pay $50, and it's all regulated. In Venice, the same thing, all this regulation. But when you get up here, like, there aren't a bunch of street performers, so they're not freaking out and making regulations. But if, you know, 50 street performers embarked on Ventura, then maybe they would start regulating it.
Mm-hmm. Kirsten, we just have a moment left with you. The time's gone really fast. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
No, I think there does need to be something looked into, though, with the kid and busking issue. That it's a weird thing where it's not comfortable, but it should be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for taking our call today, Kirsten, and for sharing just a little bit of what you've learned over the years. I hope we can talk with you again in the future.
Chuck, good luck. Thanks
right
so much for talking about the issue.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
This is really interesting. I've gained some insight myself and learned some new things about the whole busking scene in Nanaimo here today, and we've just barely scratched the surface. Each of you, is there anything else you could share with us or you'd like to share with us before we close for the day? Kathy?
It's my belief that perhaps the merchants and perhaps some of the public as well are kind of looking at buskers like gypsies, or maybe we're getting free money. We're not like panhandlers. We don't ask for money. And if anyone ever stood on a sidewalk for 2 hours and actually stood in 30-degree weather where there is no shelter, or if you had to busk and it was raining, there's no shelter in Nanaimo. Buskers are not bad people. They are not panhandlers. They're trying to do something that they love to do, and maybe that's what people are afraid of. Hmm. If buskers are making money and have freedom, maybe that's what they're afraid of. Maybe they're jealous.
Good point. James Cunningham, have you got anything to add? Last words?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that, you know, listening to Kirsten and Randy Churchill, you know, I've seen this for many years, and it's time for it to change. I'm still going to focus on eliminating the bylaw for Nanaimo. It's a goal. I mean, my family has been through some pretty serious stuff when it comes to busking in Nanaimo in the last 6 years since a court injunction was put against us. So, and one more thing I'd just like to add is the Port Authority. I've seen such discrimination where they allow unlicensed buskers down there to do whatever they choose, play wherever they choose, while we as licensed buskers have to obey the rules.
Thank you very much for sharing with us today, you guys, and we look forward to touching base in the future on these issues, see where you're going with all your struggles.
Yes, thanks very much for helping us to understand this. James Cunningham and Kathy Davis are Nanaimo-based buskers. Randy Churchill is Manager of Bylaw Services for the City of Nanaimo, and Kirsten Anderberg is a longtime solo woman busker, graduate student, and journalist who lives in Ventura, California. We close out this discussion with a few comments from Nanaimo busker Danny Dolan.
Danny Dolan, I bus down at Fish and Chips at the Trollers, and that's about all the busking I do here. So, and I also do a little busking over in Vancouver. I go to Granville Island occasionally. I live on a boat out here in the middle of the harbor, and so this is the way I make my living. This is what I do to keep the boat in fuel, I guess. And I'm not a busker up there, so I haven't really paid a lot of attention to it, you know. I know the only time it really affects me is, you know, like I have a sort of a tacit agreement with some of the buskers up here that, you know, I'll take my 2 hours down here you know, and then they won't play during my 2 hours, and I won't play during their 2 hours. You know, that's kind of my unwritten agreement with them. You know, but then this spot here is only supposed to be open once every 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Only on certain days, and so. You know, there again, it's not supposed to affect me, but a lot of times, you know, some buskers come down and play on their days they're not supposed to play, but that, you know, that's their up there between them and the others, you know.
Your good gray hawk in hand, for they then can harm the night that's slain with a witch out of West Maryland.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society. Broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.